Hello everyone, my name is Parul and I work at Red Hat, and today I'm introducing a new open source project called Microshift that you can use to manage your workloads on disconnected far edge. I will start the presentation by talking about the ecosystem challenges of edge computing. Then we are going to see what is Microshift and where Microshift fits in the whole ecosystem. Then we will take a deep dive into Microshift pieces, and at last I'll be talking about Microshift AIO or all-in-one that is specially catered for developers. So from the context of edge computing, field deployed means plug and go, provision and replacement. It is not remotely your device is not remotely recoverable, so it must not break. Network is very rare and expensive, and you have no physical access security. Usually these devices are single board computers or system on chip. They don't have a remote management support, and they are very resource constrained and not extensible. So field deployed refers to mass deployment and operations in remote uncontrolled locations with highly challenging network connectivity. And in contrast, your highly controlled data centers are high available infrastructure, usually very stable power and network condition. So the problem is Kubernetes distribution have traditionally been engineered for cloud and data center like environments, while systems deployed in remote edge locations often use device management software to lifecycle manage the system, including the OS. So what we want is the best of both the worlds. We want Kubernetes to manage cloud native application on edge. We want our edge developers to write write edge applications using cloud native technologies, but we also want device management to manage OS and underlying hardware. So if you see this is the broad use cases that you have for edge computing, and you can divide them into three categories. On the left and on the right hand side, you have cases where you need to deploy Kubernetes workloads and you want to have the ability for clustering for high availability on capacity. In such cases, you can use OpenShift. While on the left hand side, you have deployments on devices in the field for which you can use RHEL for Edge plus Podman. But essentially, there is an intersection of both these cases, and it's where Microshift fits in, where you do want to run Kubernetes workloads, but you are also dealing with high resource constraints. So what Microshift